Hi, you're welcome once again to another episode of the Wale Okilola podcast. Thank you for staying tuned to this channel. Thank you for liking, thank you for sharing, and thank you for following me on Spotify, on Apple Podcast, and especially those who have been sharing this podcast. Thank you so much. You all are an inspiration to me. I celebrate you. You're welcome on board once again today. We are going to have another wonderful time together. Please stay tuned. I'll be right back. Don't forget that you can listen to this podcast on all your favorite podcast platforms, especially on Spotify. And if you are listening on Spotify, please make sure you follow me and please rate this show. By rating this show, you give it an opportunity to be seen by a larger audience. Please, I want to crave your indulgence. Please rate this show. Thank you so much. As you must have seen from the caption, I will attempt to continue from where I stopped last week on confessions. Please stay tuned. On the last episode of this podcast, I showed us how the things we allow into our hearts can have an impact on what and how we think, which will eventually have a resultant effect on what we say. And as we have established, the direction of your words is the direction of your life. The Bible says in the book of Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 3, through faith we understand that the words were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Now, how can just words create things? It is too much for our carnal minds to understand. And like a dear man of God taught us recently, whatever you cannot understand with your intellect, you have to switch to faith for you to know it. And that is why that scripture says in Hebrews that by faith we understand. Some things cannot be understood by mere intellect, and the things that are too wonderful for us to understand by our mere intellect, we have to connect to faith for us to be able to understand them. By faith, we understand, not by intellect. We understand that the words were framed by the word of God. God did not create the world from anything that can be seen with the eyes. God created the worlds by just speaking words. It is by faith that we understand this, not by intellect. Words can create. It can order the course of a person's life. But this is an act of faith. Words can create, but it is by faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Words can create, but it takes faith to understand this. People without faith wouldn't mind what they say. Their words are just words. But for a faith-filled person, words are not just words. They are instruments of creation. So as we speak, we believe that some things are happening. As we speak, we believe that we are creating a life. We are creating a future. We are ordering the course of destiny as we speak our words. Our words are not just mere words, if we are people that are filled with faith. There's a very interesting story in scripture in the book of Numbers chapter 13 and 14. The children of Israel, when they were coming out of Egypt into the land where God was taking them, Moses sent 12 of them, one person representing each tribe in Israel, to go and spy the land where they were going into. And Bible says that after this, they spied the land, the 12 of them returned, and their report was similar in the way that the land is. The land was what God told them that it would be in terms of the richness of the land. It was flowing with milk and honey. The fruits were massive. The place was really nice. But then 10 of them had a different report in that they saw the challenge that was in that land. They said, we looked like grasshoppers in the presence of the giants that are on that land. So these giants will kill us, and they would not allow us to take over the land that God has promised us to take. And Bible says that after they said all of these things, the whole congregation of the Israelites believed what they said. And instead of focusing on the blessing that is in the land, they began to focus on the difficulty, which are the giants. And the Bible says in chapter 14 of that book of Numbers and verse 2, and all the children of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron. And the whole congregation said unto them, would God that we had died in the land of Egypt, or would God we had died in this wilderness? And wherefore had the Lord brought us unto this land to fall by the sword, that our wives and our children should be a prey? Were it not better for us to return into Egypt? And they said one to another, let us make a captain and let us run into Egypt. You can imagine the words that they began to say. Then after saying all of these things, God got angry, and God was so mad at them. But then Moses pleaded on their behalf, and God eventually forgave them. But you see what God said in verse 28 of that chapter 14. God said unto them, say unto these people, as truly as I live, saith the Lord, as ye have spoken in my ears, so will I do to you. Your carcasses shall fall in this wilderness, and all that were numbered of you according to your whole number, from 20 years old and upward, which have murmured against me. Doubtless ye shall not come into the land concerning which I swear to make you dwell therein. Even though God forgave them of their stupidity, God couldn't go back on their words. So it was their words that, why wouldn't God let them just die in this wilderness? So God said that it is your word. You said you wanted to die in this wilderness. So as you have said in my ears, that is what I am going to do unto you. Just the things that you have said, that is what I'm going to do unto you. Do you realize that the spies that Moses sent into the land traveled, they journeyed 40 days into that land? From where they were at that particular time to the promised land was 40 days. But because of their murmurings and because of the negative things that they said, they spent 40 years, because God had to make them stay in the wilderness for that long so that the words that they have spoken concerning themselves will come to pass. So that all those people that spoke those negative words will die in that wilderness. So what was supposed to take them 40 days from there took them 40 years. So one day became 1 year as a result of the words that they spoke. Dear friends, you will be either justified or condemned by the words that you speak. Your own words will be the source of your justification or your condemnation. So many years ago, while I was still a student, I remember I read a book by Kenneth E. Hagin of blessed memory. The title of the book is Zoe. I think it's Zoe. Yes, The God Kind of Life. And in that book, he talked about the power of confessions and how that when he gave his life to Jesus Christ, he began to make some positive faith confessions concerning his life, and he became better. You know, at school he became academically better. And when I read that in that book, I was inspired. I said, wow, why can't I also do this? And I decided to write out some confessions, and then I wrote out some positive faith confessions in a paper, and I pasted it on my mirror, because I know that there is no way I'm going to leave my house without checking the mirror, without looking at myself in the mirror, because I'll brush my hair and then rub some powder before going out. So I pasted it on the mirror so that I will not miss out on that confession daily. So every day when I'm going out in the morning, but even if I forgot, immediately I get to the mirror, I look at my mirror, I would see the confession right there, and then I would confess, I am born of God, I am a success, I just say positive things, and I make confessions concerning my academics and all that also. And I do that continually every day for like a period of 1 year in school. And I remember very well that in school at that particular time, I think I was in 400 level. And there was this particular lecturer in our school then that, if some of my classmates are listening to this, they'll know who I'm talking about, that people are so scared of his courses and people rarely pass the course. If you pass the course, it's just glory to Jesus. You will be so excited if you just get a D or an E. Some people even don't mind getting an E. And I remember that particular year that I continued to make that confession. That year was the year where I had the best result in school. I had the best result in school that year. And that particular course that was handled by that man that everybody feared, I made that particular course a point of my attention. I paid more attention to it, and I will confess, and I'll pray, and I'll confess, and I'll confess. I said, this course, I'm going to pass it. This course, I'm going to be excellent. This course, I'm going to be the best. I did not allow the negativities, you know, that everybody said about the course, about the man, to affect me. I was just making positive declarations. And did you know that at the end of that semester, when the result of that course came out, I was the only one that had an A in that course. Other people also passed and they did well, but I was the only person that had an A in that course. And, you know, throughout my stay in school, that was the only time that, I can't remember any other one, that was the only time that I led the whole of my class in a particular course. You know, I had an A in that course. And even though I worked, yes, I knew I worked, but that was not the first time I was working. So I knew that there was an invisible hand that was working behind the scenes. So Bible says that God framed, He created the world by His words. It means that if we also pay attention to our words, because Bible says that ye are gods, all of you are sons of the Most High. It means that if we also pay attention to our words and become intentional about the words that we speak, we can also create the kind of life that we want for ourselves by the words that we speak. Finally today, you have to be intentional about speaking words of faith to yourself. You have to speak words that will create the life that you desire. What do you want to see in your life? Start saying it now. Don't let your words contradict your expectations. You cannot be expecting prosperity and be speaking poverty or sakpa. All right? You cannot be expecting peace and be shouting wahala wahala. You cannot be expecting lifting and be saying they cannot see you. Speak positive words. Speak the words of God into your life. This is how to create the future that you want. Speak to yourself. I am a child of God. I am victorious. I am a success. I cannot die. I will not die young. I will fulfill my purpose. I live in plenty. I lack nothing. I am a success. Speak to yourself. Olawale wa shuriwe adarafue. You will make it. Your voice will be heard. You will be a force to be reckoned with on the earth. Your name will not disappear on the earth. You will be immortal. Generations to come will be blessed because of you. Your children will call you blessed. Your generation will be impacted, will be blessed because of you. Words that will create the future that you want. My children will serve the Lord. They will love the Lord. I will not die poor. I will be influential. I will have global impact, global influence. Words of power. Every day when you wake up in the morning, you speak power words to your life. Before you go to bed in the night, you speak power words to your life. By your words, you create the kind of life that you want for yourself. And as you speak the word into the atmosphere, the power of God backs it up to create the kind of future that you want for your life. Your life will never remain the same again. Amen. Wow, amazing. I want to believe that you've been blessed with this episode. Make sure you continue to speak positive words into your life, into your future, into your destiny. If this blessed you, please make sure you share it with your friends and family. Please like, subscribe, and also share this podcast. Until I come your way again next time, if you want to reach me, you can send me an email via my email address, olawalemike@gmail.com. Please follow me on all social media platforms, Wale Okilola on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Until I come your way again next time, I am your friend, Wale Okilola, your partner in progress. Peace.